From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Democratic leaders in the House of Representatives are moving toward an end game for the health care overhaul legislation. NPR's Andrea Seabrook has more on what lies ahead.
The pieces are slowly moving into place. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi predicted a final vote on the health care bill in the next week or so, and President Obama changed the dates of his upcoming trip to Indonesia, Guam, and Australia in order to be on hand for the final push. He's now scheduled to leave Washington on Sunday, March 21st. This is not to say passing the bill will be easy. House leaders are still counting up votes, talking to undecided Democrats, and assuring others that the Senate won't pull a fast one. The House must first pass an earlier Senate version of the bill that many members of Congress can't stand. Any of these factors could go wrong at any time. Republicans continue their united front against the health care overhaul. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, the Capitol.
The doctor caring for Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid's wife says she successfully underwent surgery today. Mrs. Reid is in a hospital in suburban Washington after breaking her neck and back in a traffic accident that also injured her daughter yesterday. The doctor says she is not at risk of paralysis. It's the first consumer protection lawsuit filed against Toyota. Prosecutors in Orange County, California, accuse the automaker of knowingly selling hundreds of thousands of vehicles with acceleration defects. Prosecutor Tony Rakakis claims Toyota engaged in fraud.
I believe that they knew about these defects because of the many complaints that they received. Since 2003, the National Highway Transportation and Safety Administration has conducted several investigations. No solutions.
Toyota has not commented on the lawsuit. It's already facing at least 89 class action lawsuits. The Commerce Department reports retail sales grew 0.3% in February to $355 billion. Danielle Carson reports the increase took analysts by surprise. They expected sales to tumble because of last month's snowstorms.
Nothing could be more logical. People didn't shop because two monster snowstorms paralyzed the East Coast. Instead, there were across-the-board gains in consumer spending. Scott Hoyt is a retail analyst at MoodysEconomy.com.
That is actually a bit of a puzzle. The segments that historically have been hurt by the type of weather that we had in February posted healthy gains. Restaurant sales were up 0.9%. Building supply store sales were up 0.5%. Those are two segments in particular where we were expecting the weather to result in significant declines.
Auto sales were weak, just as they were in January's report, partly because of Toyota's troubles. Hoyt says consumer spending won't drive the economic recovery so long as unemployment hovers near double digits and personal income growth remains anemic. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson.
Stocks ended near the break-even point today. The Dow closed up 12 points. You're listening to NPR News. Germany's top Roman Catholic official is expressing deep regret over an abuse scandal rocking the church's institutions there. As Thomas Martzall reports, Archbishop Robert Zollitsch spoke after a meeting with Pope Benedict in Rome.
The meeting at the Vatican was supposed to be routine. However, with scores of cases of sexual and physical abuse at German Catholic institutions becoming public since January, it was anything but. Bishop Zollitsch said the Pope had been deeply moved by the accounts of beatings and sexual abuse over the course of decades, including at a boys' choir in southern Germany that was once run by Benedict's older brother. Zollitsch said the church's goal was to get to the bottom of every case and prevent the abuse from happening again. He asked each victim for forgiveness. The church has been sharply criticized by the German justice minister for how it had previously handled abuse allegations. After first reacting with outrage, church officials are now reviewing their guidelines on dealing with abuse. For NPR News, I'm Thomas Martzall in Berlin.
Militants in Pakistan put more pressure on the Pakistani government today. Twin suicide bombings in the eastern city of Lahore killed at least 43 people and wounded scores. There were other explosions hours after the first attacks, but there are no reports of additional deaths or heavy damage. The deadly blasts today were the fourth major attack in Pakistan this week and the second in Lahore. Federal regulators say a U.S. citizen who's now in custody in Yemen as a suspected al-Qaeda member worked at five nuclear power plant complexes in Maryland, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. The Nuclear Regulatory Commission says it's investigating what access Sharif Mobley might have had to sensitive areas. But an official says he was a laborer who would not usually be given security-related or sensitive information. I'm Giles Snyder in Washington.